Hi, I'm Christine Blanchette, and welcome to my Run With It podcast, where I interview runners, people who are following a healthy lifestyle, to celebrities, to people who are making a difference in the world. I also have a Run With It show. It's a running fitness and health program. You can catch the show on runwithit.ca, and thank you for listening. Joining me is Jeff Orson. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter. He's a cancer survivor, and he's here today to talk about his successful music career, being cancer-free, and his single called Pray. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show today.
Yeah, so Jeff, I listened to your I guess you call it a charity single, right? Because
Yeah.
And Pray, and it's emotional, and I felt in my mind that it's relating to COVID-19, correct?
Absolutely.
So tell us how that came about. What was the process like?
Sure. Well, I got a strange call from a magazine editor in the UK, in London, actually.
Mm.
And he said, who writes about travel, that's his gig. And he said, Jeff, we need a song for the global travel industry for COVID, how bad things are in the world. And so I thought, okay, I'm a country singer, so I'm like, I don't know how I go about that. So I put down the phone and said I'd think about it. And then I wrote a couple lines, and then I had the chorus and sent him the chorus, just the lyrics, right? And then the verses, he's, oh my goodness, this is great. I think actually, you know, you might have something. So I said, well, I'm glad you liked it. And then, wrote all the music, recorded it, shot the video, sent it to him. He had it up online, and then it went to it was on the radio in Dubai and the UK and all over the place. And it just kind of spread. And I think we are at, between Pray and the follow-up song Faith, which is also COVID-inspired, I think we're at over 100,000 views with Facebook on Facebook. So, and 40,000 YouTube views. So it really, I guess it, and I resonated with a lot of people, and I had hundreds of people write me who I didn't know, explaining, talking about their feelings about COVID, and some were healthcare workers, and some people were senior citizens who were in homes, and people who had families and stuff. So I guess it touched a note with most people who listened to it. So, which was great.
Well, and the feedback has been amazing. And I mean, how does it make you feel? Like, I mean, you play an important role as a musician, and you're inspiring others to, you know, connect with people, because we're all in this together, right? And we need music. And so how does it make you feel, like, to have this song, inspirational song, Pray?
You know, it was incredible. I'm pleased that I wrote it, and I'm pleased that, you know, Martin, the editor, liked it. And then, you know, like you said, you're going to be on the radio in the Middle East. And I'm like, you're kidding me, right? And oh, and we did an interview there, and then you're going to be here. And I'm like, wow. And it's just, it was pretty amazing. But I'm happy that I could connect with people with my music in a time when, and hopefully make them feel better or maybe express something in their own mind that they hadn't written down, but they felt themselves. Mm-hmm. So to be able to connect with people like that, that's part of the charm, I think, of being a singer-songwriter, is connecting with your audience. And it gets no better than that, really. I mean, I've had so many comments and beautiful people who I've met. So it's been so great. It's such a blessing.
Well, I love the video. You know, you're at the piano, and you have whiskey, I believe, and it's like it just feels like you're there, like, you know, and you're just singing to one person, but it's you're connecting with thousands, you know, or more than that. So it hits. So that, you know, is wonderful. And So where was it filmed? Was it filmed in your home, I guess?
Right? No, it was shot in a studio. Wow. It was shot in the studio. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So here was the thing. I hadn't planned on writing a COVID song at all. I got a bunch of country songs in the work and a real country song going to radio in June. Like, I shouldn't say real, but real, very country song, you know, about growing up out in the country and stuff like that. But when I did it, I thought, you know, I said to the engineer, can we see if we can do some kind of video with this, you know? And he's like, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, like, how is that going to turn out? Like, I don't know. So, so he did it, and, you know, we did our distancing, and he had this big lens and all the stuff and moved all around, and it was, it turned out to be, I think, okay for, you know, a crew or a label or anything like that. So for, yes. For the video, I think it turned out well, but, people seem to enjoy it. They enjoyed the performance. They wrote in to tell me so. So I guess they really enjoyed it.
Yes, that's wonderful. And so where do you get your inspiration from? I mean, can you tell us your background? Like, I mean, from my understanding, sure. You were six when you received a guitar as a gift?
Yeah. I mean, I used to play music when I was a kid. I loved the Beatles and rock and roll and stuff. And then I got away from music for quite a long time. And then I got sick, diagnosed with cancer about, is it now 6 years ago? It'll be 6 years ago next month. And when I had the operation, and I was depressed and in a low part in my life, very sad. I didn't know whether I was going to live or not at that point. And I started writing music to take my mind off of being ill and being uncertain. And that's kind of how I got back into it again. And then someone in the hospital heard me playing one of my songs and said, you know, you should go to a club and play that. And then it was just a crazy kind of comedy of events that brought me to writing where we are today and having some songs on the radio and stuff is kind of a leap of the imagination if I wasn't kind of living the story myself.
Yeah, and you started your professional music career late in life, right?
Oh yeah, very sure. I mean, there's not a, if you look at most recorded artists and people out there doing it on a regular basis professionally, usually they're not all, but many of them are young or much younger than myself. But this just kind of evolved, I guess. It was never my plan to write a song and have it on the radio. When I started doing this, I did it for personal therapy to take my mind off being sick.
Yes, I mean, you're an inspiration for others too. It's like you know, you're on this journey, and so people listening could, you know, think, well, you know, it's never too late to start. I mean, here you are, and it's amazing. So, but you were diagnosed in 2014, is that right?
That's correct.
Yes. So tell us, like, how did you cope? Like, did you have to change your diet? How how did you manage? You know,
I mean, I didn't really have to change my diet too much after with that. It was just I'd lost the ability to sleep. And I couldn't figure out why. And so I went to the doctor, and he said, well, it could be a bunch of different things. Could be depressed, could be this, could be that. And so he said, but you know what? We'll do a full physical. And then it turned out I was anemic. And I guess when you're anemic, there's something with your blood cells that don't mix with the hormones in your brain to help you sleep. And so, and then they started to do the tests. And next thing you know, I had colon cancer. So, but that was, it was relatively, I caught it early. It was like stage two and hadn't spread, which I was very fortunate. I was very fortunate that it hadn't spread. So it was, you know, a surgery and then, convalescence and whatnot. But, I was fortunate that, they caught it early. And then I've done some work with Canadian Cancer and U.S. Cancer Society. Or early detection. and some fundraisers and stuff for that. So when you see those things on television about get tested for cancer, whether it's breast cancer or colon cancer or all kinds of different things that are out there, go and do it because it can save your life.
And Jeff, get checked out, right? Never, you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you have a question, go and get checked out. And if you don't like the answer, then get another opinion. Or if you're concerned about your own health, for sure. I was so lucky with my doctor and medical team. Honestly, I was so fortunate that it's like, oh, we'll do a physical and we'll do this blood. And the next day, he's like, your anemic come in, and the whole process was very immediate. So I was so fortunate.
That's wonderful. And well, let's talk about your first EP, California 2016.
Yeah.
So that's your first, right? And tell us how that came about.
Sure. I had met Chris Partland from the Partland Brothers. The Partland Brothers had a few hits. Largest one, I think, was Soul City. And I had met him at a songwriter's night. And he liked my stuff. And so I said, I want to make a record. And I wrote a bunch more stuff, and then we kind of we recorded it. He did a really nice video. It's on YouTube. This is Jeff Orson type of thing, kind of an introduction into music and stuff. And then I wrote a bunch more things and a bunch more songs, and recorded that in another studio, in a small studio, basement studio, on a shoestring budget, and came up with the EP California. So I just wanted to get something out there, something to take to shows and whatnot. And that was kind of my first released music that I'd ever done.
That's wonderful. I've listened to Little White House, and that's about growing up in.
That's Little White House was. Yes. I'll never forget the inspiration for it. My father, who's very along in years, he'll be 96 this year.
Wow.
He could no longer take care of his house. He's moved to a retirement home. He's fine. COVID free. They've done a great job and keeping the place healthy. And so, but anyway, I remember having to go and clean out his house and looking into the kitchen and thought, this is going to be some other family's memories now when they purchased the house. And I won't be able to come here anymore. And I was kind of very sad and seeing the house all emptied out, a couple pictures on the wall and stuff. But other than that, I went home and I wrote Little White House in probably, I don't know, a couple of days.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's still going strong in radio and country radio and on CBC, and it's done well. It's been absolutely all the things in there are true, or the names have been changed to protect the innocent, but they're all kind of things that happened. Yeah.
And your music, you write from real life experiences, right?
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I've tried to, other than I was fortunate about the COVID thing that mm-hmm. it worked when I was able to write it. But I've had people say, can you write a song about, a pickup truck or being on a freight train or something like that? And I've kind of taken a stab at it, but I've never been really on a freight train or those types of things. And unless it's real for me, I have a difficult time writing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like some based in some kind of fact or something I know about, right? Like that's how it works for me. Other people they come up with different subjects, whether I'm going to write a song about fishing and they sit down and write a song about fishing or whatever it might be. But myself, that's just not been my forte so far. So.
Yes. And Jeff, do you have a favorite song? I mean, can you, or they're all favorites, like in some way.
of mine?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What would be my favorite song? My favorite song, I think, is Country Kids, which we released summer of last year, July, mid, July, June, July of last year. And that got played, and we missed the top 100 by like one play or something, or two plays that week. And so that was pretty exciting. And that's very, it's a fun kind of anthem-y song. And I was at a party on a boat in Miami, and they streamed it, and it was just amazing singing along with it with all the people and stuff. So that was kind of that's one of my favorites. Anyway.
And I mean, you've traveled a lot. Extensively. Yeah. Is there a favorite country or city that you really, really like?
Let me think. I would have to say, other than obviously living a wonderful country here in Canada, but traveling to another place, I really enjoyed the south of France. Beautiful there, the ocean and the climate and the diet, the cuisine and everything, the lifestyle, that was beautiful. I enjoyed Nashville. But I think probably one of my favorite entertainment cities is New York. I love it there. I've been there, played New Year's there. I've been there a bunch of times, and I really enjoy it there. It's such an artistic vibe, and you meet so many different people in clubs and venues who may not have all the same ideas or share the same beliefs or ideas that you do, but it's such an interesting cultural exchange, and I love it there. I love playing there. It's a great entertainment city.
Yes, and what is next for you?
Oh, well, next, I'll tell you two crazy stories, and I promise I'll keep them brief.
No, it's okay.
We have time here. I received an email out of the blue from a friend of mine who was a long-term country radio announcer and has his own show called In the Country by – and the fellow's name is Dave Woods. And he's been involved in country music for decades. And he sent me an email and said, Jeff, I've written this song, and I just want to know what you think. And I honestly opened up the lid on the computer and looked at the message, and I heard the music in my head.
Mm.
And so – I was so excited that he had a lot of writing, so I had to pare it down and edit a little bit. I called him up on the phone, and I said, and I sang it to him, like in about, in 10 minutes later. And he's like, did you really just, I said, trust me. So I sat down and edited and did all the lyrics and then called him back a couple times. And we recorded that this past Sunday, and it dropped to Facebook exclusive. Yesterday. So, and all of this is piano and a pedal steel guitar. We're going to do a full production on it with a band and everything, which I didn't have at my fingertips at the moment. And we're going to release that in December. So that was kind of cool, just how quickly that came about and all the comments and different, I think, got, I don't know, 1,000 views or whatever yesterday. So that was kind of cool. And then my next big release will be, a song called All Summer, which is a real produced country song, all summer, all about things you do in the summer when you're a teenager, kind of a nostalgia song. And that is going to be released June the 19th, so next month.
That's wonderful.
So that's the kind of two things going on now. So pretty excited about that.
Yes. And is there anything else you'd like to add to that, Jeff?
Maybe other than that, you can, where people can find me, because, as far as social media and stuff like that, his website is www.jefforsonmusic.com, and Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all of them, you just type in Jeff Orson, it pops up. And YouTube is the same thing. There's not a lot of Jeff Orsons, I understand, in this world. So it's pretty easy to find me, right? I thought about having a different name for being in entertainment stuff, but this seems to have worked out okay.
That's wonderful. And thank you very much, Jeff, for speaking with me today. And congratulations on your success. And I'd like to interview you again.
Awesome. That'd be great. Anytime. It's been such a pleasure. You know, you meet certain people when you do interviews and stuff that seems to really flow well, and you make interviews easy because of the questions that you ask and some of the research and stuff you do. So it has been a great pleasure.
Well, you're an inspiration, and thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. This is Christine Blanchette, and you are listening to the Run With It podcast. And I have a show called Run With It. For sponsorship opportunities, just go to my website at runwithit.ca. And thanks for listening. See you next time.